Blog Talk Radio.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPA, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for modeling, talent, ads, and media is looking for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including the Gucci Style, CM and CFN magazine, and IPA magazine.
Mr. Daniel, I'm ready for my custom.
Professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPA. For more info, or to subscribe to IPA Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled INFINITI. IPA, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Live Your Dream. We are live in the building today. Super excited about all that we have in front of us. I just must say that the house is packed. Some people are sitting high, some people sitting low, but it's okay. We all in here. We do have another area where the next time when I get, you know, everybody confirmation, all that great stuff, we'll put it in another area of the building. But thank you all for coming. Thank you all for coming.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes, I'm giving you all the opportunity to actually introduce yourself shortly. But I must say, last night was off the chain. Is that still a word, good word to use?
Yes.
What is a cool word to use?
Yes.
Yeah, that is still a cool word. What's a cool word to use, Sandra? What is a cool word to use? If it's off the chain, what is another way to say it? Pink Panther is the guy that connect me with, you know, everyone.
Pink Panther, good dude.
Yeah, good dude. And he wear pink, so the first time I remember meeting him, I didn't tell him the story yet.
Yeah.
But my girls would say, Mom, okay, hold up, don't go too far in. First time I met him, we were at the FactorCon event, and it was, I saw this guy come in, and I was like, okay, he looked like he might be a little stuck up. So I just being me, I just started gathering people for to come on the red carpet and talking to them and interviewing them. So I remember him walking back towards me, and I reached out and said, hi, my name is Darlene Noble, and I'm with IPA. And he was like, okay, for sure. And as soon as he said that, it like took down that I had a pimp.
Yes.
And I know it's not good to do that, but that's what we always do in a lot of cases.
Yes.
You know, we put judge a book by its cover. He was so funny at the event. Were y'all at the event? No. He was so funny at this event. I mean, he was a mess of ceremony, and I remember having him on the red carpet. He said, I'm more nervous here than, I'm going to be in there. And I'm like, why? So we were just having fun. So he introduced me, opened up the doors to another whole avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be doing media with, as far as that arena, as far as it's called One Hit Promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're going to be doing them. So they go a lot of different places. So we're going to see how we're going to always get connected with them.
Right.
So enough said. I would just want to say again, welcome everybody. So we're going to start with the youngest one first.
Hi.
Give me your name.
My name is Alexandria.
And tell us about yourself. Now you're not getting off like that.
I'm a model for
a very pretty model.
Yeah, beautiful model. Yes. Go ahead, because I can brag, and I know your mom can brag on you, but this is the whole purpose of getting you in the video, so when you get in front of those big cameras, superstar, you're going to have to be able to tell about yourself.
Yes.
So go ahead.
I'm on the magazine for
okay.
I was in the Devil Fashion Week. I love to dance, and I love to act.
Well, that is great.
Awesome, awesome. So, she's being very modest.
Mm-hmm.
So I know mom is right next to her, so mom, go ahead and let us know, I know you're so super proud of Alex, but me and you go way back to AT&T days when I was there and everything like that, and just knowing a beautiful person. I don't know, did you ever report to me as an employee? No, but you worked with me as a rep or mentor or something. Since we worked together at one point.
Yeah.
So tell us, Mom, about your lovely daughter. Tell you about yourself as well. Introduce yourself.
Becky LaSaint. This is my
my love. I am so proud of her.
Yes.
I worked with AT&T, been there for 10 years. Been married to my wonderful husband for going on, well, been together about 14 years. Been married about 3 years now.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I love him to death. And I love my daughter to death. My son, I got a son, granddaughter. But I'm very proud of her. She A and B on a roll. For the past 2 or 3 years at her school at Sunnyside. And she missed Sunnyside. She won that last year.
Yeah.
And that's how she got it.
Good job.
That's great. Yeah. So that's how she wanted to start modeling and everything. So I'm trying my best to do whatever she did.
Well, she has what it takes.
Honey, she does. Honey, her mama's be modest. She's one of them moms like, my daughter is it. She's a mom. Is that a cool word? Not turn up.
Turn up.
Yeah. 2016 turn up. Yeah, so I'm so excited to have you. So who we have next there, Mr. Rapper?
My name is Spencer Johnson. I go by the name of Killer Cobb, you know what I'm saying?
Killer Cobb.
Yeah, double K, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been doing that thing for a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I take every breath, every stand, you know, seriously. You know what I'm saying? I just love music. You know, I love music. I love gang fans. I love meeting new fans. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just love expressing my feelings. And so that my fans can understand like what my meaning of life is and where I've been, where I'm going to now.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I mean, God's been good.
God's been good. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
God's good.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you think you ain't there, then boom, you two are there. He's right there. He's been the whole time. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes. And thank you so much, and you're so right. So next, this is a sister and brother combination.
Go ahead,
my name is my name is Charlene Davis, and I go by the name of Miss Shizzy, and I'm a rap artist here out of Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
I've been rapping since I was probably, I could say, 10. You're modeling, and I was rapping at 10. Okay, it's my combination right now. But I've been doing this a very, very long time, and I'm just so glad to be on the team with Miss Charlene Noble.
Woo! So that's right. Put it out there.
That's right.
And it's so nice to see, because when I was actually working on the flyer this morning, I said, oh, everybody is a part of Top Model Talent Scout Network.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yay! Steve Johnson in the house. All right, we have here.
Hey, doing Caesar.
Caesar's a model. That's what I'm going to say. Caesar was in his first contest, and Caesar did phenomenally well.
Mm-hmm.
He hung in there, and he actually made it to the finale.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Very good. Very good. He came in running, and I'm excited to have him aboard with us. He actually was in his first open call about 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago. And I'm not sure, are you going to be able to go tonight? Go today?
No, probably not.
But y'all don't want me to get on that runway. I would have, but I actually have. They called me just yesterday, and they said I'm from Atlanta, and it's Model X7.
Atlanta,
she's having a fashion show, and I want to see definitely if she could actually come and be in it also in Atlanta. So what it is that they want me to be a judge, and they want to change the date from the June the 11th to the June the 18th, and that's when the fashion show is going to be here.
My birthday, June the 19th.
Okay. So she said, well, darling, if you're not going to be there, if you can't come on the 18th, we're going to leave it on the 11th. So what that sounds like, you got to be there. So I was like, nah, because they were just seeing so many things happen. If you're a photographer in Atlanta and modeling, I'm telling you, it's something every single week that's
going on.
And at those shows, you need rappers, you need performers, you need everything. So there's always something going on. So definitely we don't want to say thank you all again. I was just briefly talking with everyone earlier and everybody. So I know what I said about last night, a press conference, my first one. I actually asked my daughters and guy, Eric, for the guy who's been traveling with me. I said, you have a question? What were we supposed to ask? I already asked enough on the red carpet. I'm like, so even Mari, the pink guy, would say, you need to ask a question. I said, well, what was my business? Ask a question. I never lost words.
Yeah.
So I said, I have a comment. So I was going to say, unity is the best way to go. And this is y'all unified and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just want to thank them again. And also, have y'all heard of All American City, Jim, in Fayetteville?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's a hidden secret. Have you ever been there? Okay. Well, I didn't know. And then he said, they're going to learn a lot through what I'm doing and also through the fight because it is humongous, like 15,000 square.
Oh,
and then
he's
going to actually add a basketball court and then an outside area where you can actually see plexiglass so you can see into it where people, when they drive by, they can actually see the kids in there doing
different
things.
That's going to be great here in Fayetteville.
Yeah. And then they said they have a lot of other stuff coming down Fayetteville, too, so right downtown Fayetteville. So I'm super excited. So on the day, we have models and we have rappers. And just to let you all know, the way how it works is that I do see some callers on the line. I do see people tuning in. Which is in the message board, feel free to answer questions. So I'm going to go to the caller right here and let them go ahead. If they want to be a part of the show or either they want to ask a question, are they supposed to have been on the show? Who do we have here? Hello, are you there? Okay. Normally when you don't hear anything, you know what that means? They don't
want
to say anything.
Yeah,
they're there, but they don't want to say anything. And I'm not sure if... make sure my engineer check with Facebook and see because we expected one other guest, Mark Jones, and he may not. Some people tried to call in last week and they could not get on. They said they could hear us, but they could not actually when we clicked over. We couldn't get them for some reason. So I do see people in the message board. A lot of times they do send messages to ask questions because they don't want to actually get on the call. So, Alexandra, so tell, I know you shared a little bit about what you're doing. And you and your element. The last show I saw her in, oh my God. She did that hair right. All right. So, what do you want to share with other models your age? And first, tell why you want a model. What does it do for you?
Me, I think I'm encouraging little girls to do whatever they want to and
right.
live their dream.
Wow. Because so many people. They want to do it, but they don't know how to. You're right. You're going to encourage a lot. So where do you see yourself in another year? Where do you want to see yourself at? So I know you'll be going to sixth grade, of course. You can't get out of going to high school and jump through your hoops and stuff. But I know you're that smart. You might can. So where do you see yourself at in a year in this industry?
Okay, doing commercials.
Movies. Yeah. Crossing over.
Yeah.
So that's where you see yourself? You want to act? Okay, so I'm definitely going to say Christy DeLong is the way, one of the ones, Nicole King, and that's something that we're doing on our weekly conference call, So what we do is that we have it where we can share information that is updated so everybody can be in the know. And by the way, I see the ones who actually check out of the group, and I know a lot, but that's why I ask everybody to be respectful. Whenever, if they have a question, just send it to me outside of that because it would keep dinging everybody all day at work. And they want to be like, this is not AT&T. You used to be like, carry your phone on the floor. And you're like, oh, man, it's my thing. And then you go to pick it up. Like, oh, look, she just asked what color I should wear tomorrow. You know, they don't want to see all of that. So I'm just be mindful. So, but it's a way to keep in the loop and to know. And I trust and believe with our new website as well. There's still social media. Facebook is a big part of what I do. Mm-hmm. One day I plan to meet the owners of Facebook.
Oh.
So I can tell them great, like,
well,
thank you.
Bird.
I know, right? So it's just super excited to have you, Allison. And I know your friends and family and everybody's so proud of you. And I know your mom always say she is, and she shows them what she does. So I really say thank you to your mom. And thank you, Mom, for being a big part and making
That's
a difference.
Right.
Thank you. So we're going to actually go over to you, Mr. Man.
Uh-huh.
When it comes down to rapping, what was the first time you felt as though that's something that you wanted to do? You remember the age? You remember where?
As a matter of fact, I was in the eighth grade when I first started rapping. So I went to Reroute school long time ago. You know,
right.
I get my age like that. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I remember, you know what I'm saying, hearing LL Cool J, you know what I'm saying? You know, come up there, Big Daddy Kane. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was like so many of them, you know what I'm saying, come up there and just rip stages. So they gave me, like put inside of me to maybe want to go out there and do the same thing that I see them doing. So,
right.
So God gave me a gift, and then, you know what I'm saying, one day I finally, you know, going at it, and then I'm like, you know what I'm saying, this sound kind of whack. So he said, so I'm just not starting out then. So then eventually, you know what I'm saying, man, as I got older and I got much better, then, you know what I'm saying, then I started getting better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then also, you know what I'm saying, the school, you know, that I went by the name of Kel McCosby.
All right.
Kamikaze was the name I went by in school. But then as I got older, you know, that's where I had to cut the candy off. Now I just went to Kill a Cop.
So I know, and then one of the big events too, y'all did an opening act at the Crown Coliseum.
Yeah.
So it was great. Oh, yeah. So I know.
It's like 9,000 people for our first show.
Yeah. Awesome.
Love that.
Yeah. And so this opened up a whole new world for me here. And I was always on social media when I started like hanging out in the population of call a socialite, because everybody's saying, oh my God, she's everywhere. Just learning that a lot of rappers here local. Isn't that J. Cole? I mean, J. Cole. And a lot of other ones are here too. So what do y'all, what is it taking? I'm gonna get to you because I knew you would because she's about to leap out her seat. I'm talking.
Yeah.
But with J. Cole and everything making a mark in the industry and knowing that he's from here, have you ever had a chance to meet him?
No, I never had a chance to meet him.
Oh, you met him. Okay,
wow.
Good.
Just like everybody else, like at the time I met 50 Cent.
Yeah,
50
Cent, yeah.
All real smart, talented people.
Yeah, very smart,
yeah.
Talented. Yeah, well, I haven't
and
had
those for this.
Yeah, I know, I haven't had a chance to meet him yet, and hopefully we'll get him to come by our show. This is what
right.
I want for the future, and this is already claiming, and I believe it's going to happen.
Right.
When they
that
come to do a show here in Fayetteville, they're going to say, oh, we got to stop out, live your dreams.
That's right. Because most of my music, it's not about, you know, violence. It's about how you can stop the violence.
Yeah.
You know, and in this day and time now, there's so much violence here and there's so much violence there. You don't know which way to turn. You don't even really want to go out the door.
Right.
So pretty much in my music, I try to empower people, you know,
right.
be more helping than, you know, trying to, you know, put bodies in caskets. Furthermore.
Right.
But back to my music, you know, I have a new album that's coming out.
Ooh!
It's called Who Is Miss Shizzy? And that's just much telling more about who I am as an artist.
Right.
You know, and what I stand for and, you know, what I can do and get on the stage and perform and bring it to a crowd. So just doing that and rapping with my brother, I've been rapping with him because we also have a group, but I'm also a solo artist.
Yes, okay.
So the name of our group is 2-6 Facility,
yeah.
and we were like I said, we're based out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, and we've been doing that. That's how I started. And I was just one day just beating on the wall, and it all just came together. It was ABC rhymes at that time, you know.
Yeah.
You probably could put a book.
You probably
could put a book together on it, you know,
mm-hmm.
for the kids, but it was ABC Rhyme, and then I just started getting my own identity.
Right.
And then once I got my own identity, that's when I came up with Miss Shizzy. So this has been taking life as it is and not taking life for granted, because who's to say that I can't do it?
Exactly.
Right. You know,
exactly.
Anybody can do it.
Anybody.
And
yeah.
if you have a dream, chase your dream.
Right.
So never let nobody tell you cannot. Be it.
Right.
Exactly. Chase your dream. And I hate when somebody try to box me in.
Yeah.
Not box me in. Exactly. If I was this dirty thing at one time and I have to come back
That's
to this,
right.
I have to come back to this,
yeah.
let me still do what
let
I want to do.
Exactly.
It may take some time,
yeah,
but it's all
going
to come together.
As a model parent called me and he said, my daughter, she want to be a designer. She want to be this. I said, let her be who she is, because If she's doing a little piece here, a little piece there, then that's fine. And then she comes back to it. Don't worry about that. Some people never
that's
go back.
Right.
Now, I wanted to do the clarinet when I was probably about your age. Honey, that clarinet was probably played a couple of times and put back in the body. And my mom was like, it kept passing down generations and going, you know, so it did help to have the clarinet. And luckily it didn't change. You know, most like cars change,
yeah.
But the clarinet didn't change. So my mom was like, oh my God, I can live and all the money on this clarinet.
And you don't want to play it.
Honey, no. It was like only couple of times, and that, so I can understand what parents say when they see their child probably say, I want to do something, but then they really don't fulfill it.
Yeah.
I understand that, but sometimes they put it on the back burner just for a little bit because they want to go into something else, and that's
exactly.
What it's called to be boxed in the end, and
yeah.
I feel like when I was with AT&T, loving them to death, all that, but a lot of things, I want to be creative. I was number one in the nation because I was allowed to create things for me to get my team hyped and all this.
Yes.
When they start trying to box me in, that make it really hard for me.
It takes you out of your comfort zone.
Yes, it puts you in a place where you're like, okay, well, let's whatever if it's working, you know, and it's not broken, you know, don't fix it. So definitely, I just want to let everybody know, don't let nobody box you in. I just saw actually somebody did a thumbs up. And that was actually Tommy did a thumb up. So Caesar, tell us about you. I know you just happened to wake up one day and say, oh, I'm gorgeous. I'm handsome.
You model
with that
lady.
I'm Italian. I got that accent. I want to be a model. So
there
was that it? How did it work for you?
Well, I mean, it all started out like, you know, because at first, you know, I was martial arts growing up, and then I was cage fighting for a while. And, of course, my pretty face got busted up plenty of times, you know, so I figured, like, you know, maybe it's time to change the scenery and everything else like that. So, you know, yeah, I got into this game because, you know, I wanted to change the scenery, you know,
right.
Because I got a lot more talent besides, I mean, also I had this little magic mic thing going on.
Wow!
He's getting
ready.
Yeah.
At
one point, yeah, so I'm like, you know, I know people that, you know, that recognize me most days that I mean.
we had talked a little bit throughout the week, and just welcome aboard. He's a one of another newcomer to Top Model Talent Scout, so welcome him aboard.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
So tell us about yourself. Because every time I seem to talk to you, you at church on a Wednesday night, seem like it. That's good. Keep being your prayers.
Yes. I'm originally from Goldsboro, North Carolina, living in Raleigh. I've been in Wade County since 2001. I'm a model, actor, and musician. I'm just lately getting into all three of those. But even though I'm just getting my feet wet, I'm making a big impact. The last couple of plays I've been in, one was Church Folk, the other is Lord, Who Am I? Made a very good impact on both of those, even though I had a pretty small role. I play music at least 2 to 3 times out the week, as she knows, at church. So I'm getting pretty well known quickly, and it's a blessing. And actually, I was a part of Fayetteville Fashion Week with Alex over there. So got a chance to sit down and talk with Darlene, and now I'm looking forward to new bigger and better things with IPH.
Outstanding. So I know, Mark, you've said a lot about dealing with the industry and stars acting. I know Christy and also Nicole is one of the agencies that we have aboard with our network also. And I know that, you know, we exchange information on that. So I just encourage you. I'm not sure if you had a chance to talk to Christy or anybody yet.
I have. I've had a chance to communicate with both of them.
Oh, great. So we say to everybody that, you know, I want everybody to understand that crossing over and going into different avenues is just securing your, you know, spot, give you exposure to so many different arenas. That's just like being on Facebook and having 25 pages. I told a guy who was on the gym last night, I said, I got 25 pages. He said, 25 pages? I was like, lit up, like, oh, yeah, I need to know you. Because you know what? You're going to help me get my business out there. But it's just always good to do that. So are you going to be able to go to the open call today still?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be there.
I'm going to
do my best to get there. So, yeah, hopefully I'll meet some of everybody that's on the air right now.
Okay, great. So with the open call today, I had a chance to meet with the founders of actually came up with it. It's a clothes drive, and what they do is they store clothes like a store. And the concept and the way I understood it is that they have so many clothing, they want the community to know that that's why they have them.
Yes.
So they want to do a fashion show to showcase. So it's like a charity thing.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody, so I was definitely going to show up today and say I'm walking in the show. But I couldn't tell because they had to pick me, of course.
Yes.
I couldn't just go up there and say, oh, try to get on the Alexandra, you know, belt, be like, oh, she's doing it, I can do it too. And, you know. But I just want everybody to know it's just a great always to give back, because you got it so good. We're so blessed. We also had the opportunity to speak with the guy who nobody was in Durham Fashion Week with me here, but we were at Durham Fashion Week, and he created this tea of different flavors, like mango tea, tea, what is else? Peach tea, and he was actually offered $1 billion. $1 billion.
That is great.
And he said he wasn't led to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to the old and last night at the gym. He was like, oh, man, I would. I said, no, you wouldn't. If God didn't tell you to, trust me, because God is with you in all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be with God and let him lead me to what I need to do, knowing he got me regardless. You can get that $1 billion, and that $1 billion will be gone like in a year if
sure
you spend it wisely. So
that's
he
right.
was like, yeah, you're right. So that's why I always say that God leads and God's doing everything that you do, because you just never know. At the end, you don't know how it's going to pan out, but trust me, with him having your back, you're going to be very successful. So now we're going to hear some music from...
Two Safe Facilities.
I'm going to see if we can get it on here. And like I tell everybody, that we're not like the radio show that you see, right? With all the stuff coming out of the ceiling, you have to push the mic over to say, hey, girl, how you doing over there? We just real deal over here.
That's
okay,
right.
So you have to do it again. So play this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turn it up.
Mm-hmm.
So we shining.
We shining. This is the premier music facility.
We shining. We shining like the light pole.
The light pole.
Pick it up and pick it up.
Nah, with the Starlene
over. Pick it up and pick it up.
Twist it up and pick and roll. Twist it up and pick and roll. Twist it up and pick and roll. We shine in the mid-south, up top. We shine in every route. We shine in the midwest, in the mid-south, up top.
We shine in every
right. Light pole stays on. It never goes off.
Light pole stays on.
It never goes off. It never goes off. It never goes off. We shine it, we shine it, we shine it like a light pole. We shine it like a light pole. We pick the ball up, twist it up and pick and roll. We pick the ball up, twist it up and pick and roll. We shine it. We shine it like a light pole. We shine it like a light pole. Pick and roll.
Twist it up to pick and roll. I'm moving like a gladiator. Woo! Got my haters. Boom! See you later.
Free!
Both nations. I'm a Mississippi. Born happy then. Shining like a star. The neighborhood represents. Steady's up in color. And we are making represents. Steady's up in color. Sun moves up within.
She
She helps with walkways.
Yeah.
She books a job. She does the photography.
Well, tell her to book me then.
Yeah, definitely.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
So I hope that hopefully she's listening. I reached out to her tomorrow back, and so I know how kind of things can get. But I want her to be a partner so other models can actually connect with her. And know she can select who she wants to select. So definitely, let her know this is all about is to get everybody connected, because just like Alexandra, we want other people to be blessed and touched too. So awesome, awesome. So how can they locate you on Facebook or social media?
Okay, go up on the Spencer Killer Car, Killer KAV Johnson. I'm saying also at killercar.com.
Okay.
Keep me up on Facebook. And also, I also like to branch out and do some movies too.
Oh, okay. Well, you want
to
connect
this
day. All right. All right.
Yeah.
That's why y'all need to be at that movie premiere next weekend. Y'all need to try to make that happen.
Oh, yeah.
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 That sounds great.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Let them
know
where.
Yeah. Yeah, so y'all need to. Yeah, so go ahead and share everybody how they can locate you.
Okay, well, as again, I'm Miss Shizzy. You can locate me at facebook.com/MissShizzy.com. You can also check out my Reverb Nation page. It's ReverbNation.com/MissShizzy.com. And also check out my Twitter.com @2-facility.
All right.
And that's for 2-6 facility.
All right.
Also go on to YouTube and check out our videos.
Yeah.
That was good. I saw it and heard it. It is really good.
Thanks, Kevin McRae, aka
Florida
Boy.
Thanks for doing that for us. That's right, Kevin McRae. You listening too?
Yeah.
Come on into the family. Okay. Mr. Caesar, the model, how can they find you on social media?
Very simple. Just go on Facebook, type in CAEZAR, Caesar, the model. You'll find me.
All right.
I think I'm going to go get
you. And she's looking for an agency also. So what's her name again? I'm sorry. Yeah, name of your agencies again?
Diamond Class.
Do they have to, guys too?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
yeah. All right.
Before we actually got in her agency, she only had one male model.
Yeah.
And she had a casting call in January. And since then, she's done a book about 5
male
models.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's a female. That's a male model.
Yeah.
That she's booked so far.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, Mark, share with everybody how can they find you and locate you in social media, or if you want them to give you a phone call, you can shout your number as well.
You have a lot of people calling you.
You can find me on Facebook at the letter C, Mark Jones Entertainer. I'm also on Instagram, the Mr. J. That's THEE_MR_J. Email Mr. J. Spell out Mr. Mr. J 79@yahoo.com. And I'm up there all day, every day. So also, I'll try to keep everybody abreast. I have an encore performance of Lord, Who Am I? From last year. It's going to be coming up in the next couple of months, so I'll keep everybody abreast of that. Hopefully, everybody can come out and see me cut up on stage.
All right. And that being said, what's happening with you next, real quick? What's going on with you next? Anything next happening? Other than the open call today.
And then I think she got one next week.
And also, what's happening with you all next? I know you said you come out with an album.
Yes, I have an album that's coming out soon. I just want everybody to stay tuned. Miss Shizzy and their shows that's lined up that's coming up. So stay tuned and watch social media.
Yes.
And also, I have an album coming out. Like I said, My Life, My Story. Don't say your boy Killer Car. Also, I'm saying, willing to connect, you know what I'm saying, with the vibe, with the link up, you know what I'm saying, with the other women link up, you know what I'm saying, in order to make this project go on, also take this long journey, you know what I'm saying, so I'm ready.
All right, wonderful. So, see, the next thing, you're going to be reaching out to her agency, so we're going to make it happen. Anything else that I don't know about that's going to be happening? You go to the open call today, you say you wasn't sure, you don't know?
I wasn't sure.
Okay.
Where is it again?
Yeah, we're going to give you that information. I don't want this to cut off in front of everybody, but please, the next thing happening with me, going to the premiere of The Return in Atlanta, Georgia, where they asked definitely for the IPHBD to be there, and also What I do is just, you know, go there and circle in. It's great networking. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's great, great, great. So, definitely all the above. This is definitely coming. So, hopefully y'all can actually tune in to all the things happening with that with me. Or either you can be there. It's $10 ticket to get in. And then next after that is coming up is the 30th show. Fashionology, 23rd in Atlanta, Georgia. IBH Media will be there as well. Then also on the 30th here back in Fayetteville is the fight, which is on the 30th for And I Rise Again. And I Still Rise, and Still I Rise. Wow, y'all going to get me out of here. But So thank you all again for tuning in to Live Your Dream. Thank you all, Mr. Ford, for actually giving thumbs up. Nobody wanted to say anything. Nobody wanted to ask any questions, but great, great, great. So thank you all. So at the count of three, I want y'all to say Live Your Dream. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three.
Bye, Mark. Hello, look at y'all. Alex, I'm going to play the runway with you.
Okay. All right, bye-bye now. Awesome.